The federal government says it will close 9 Job Corps centers, including the Flatwood site in Southwest Virginia. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project explains what the centers do.
Right, the story is by Robert Sorrell, a reporter with the Bristol Herald. These are places where young people can come, get a job that pays well in the summer, learn some skills, and might serve them well in the future and the development of their career. These are often students who are not college bound, but are looking for a trade. So this announcement in Washington drew immediate reaction out in Coburn in Wise County.
David, these sites are generally found in places where jobs are scarce, and that is certainly true in this case.
This is an area in Virginia's coalfields, already under extreme economic stress, and the feeling that this program, which employs 180 students, many of them work on maintaining trails and other pieces of the infrastructure for ecotourism in the region, would not be in the town. Town council passed a resolution saying this would be devastating to the local economy.
How long has this job site been in Coburn?
The site started as a CCC camp. It was a Depression-era work program, and then it became part of the Job Corps, which was the Great Society in the 60s, War on Poverty. They have a 50-year tradition here. The folks in Wise County are not happy at all.
Congressman Morgan Griffith and Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine have asked the Labor Department to reconsider this decision. Our next story is about Virginia Tech and its success in attracting incoming freshmen for this fall. David, they actually were a little too successful.
Right, this story is by Robbie Korth, a reporter with the Roanoke Times. And out in Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, their goal this year or next fall is to have 6,600 first-time students. Well, as of May 3rd, they had 8,000 more students accepted than they anticipated. No one's sure how they missed it so wildly. The school officials say it may be the buzz building about the new $1 billion innovation campus that they're building up in Northern Virginia. Nonetheless, they're doing something that apparently no college has ever done in Virginia, and that is they are offering students financial incentives. In other words, they're paying them to take a year off, basically take a gap year or otherwise don't show up when other freshmen do in the fall. They've set aside $3.3 million to encourage students to do various things like take the year off or maybe get some tuition reimbursement by taking the first year at community colleges.
Well, they don't know right now how many of the 8,000 will delay enrollment and how many will arrive this year. But the entire community is doing its best to get ready for whatever happens.
The town of Blacksburg is trying to brace themselves. The campus can handle about 27,000 students, graduates, and undergrads, but that may swell to the point where housing is an issue. People are getting locked out of classes. This is particularly true in the engineering program.
The university is hoping some 1,500 of those 8,000 freshmen will agree to wait. Their places at Virginia Tech will be held open for them for a semester or a full year, as the case may be. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.